Yo, what up? It's Artemis. Right now, you listen to the Hip Hop Digest Show with Kurt G, King Killer, and the homie Egregio. Look, man, they keep it real on this shit. Y'all listen to it. Fuck with 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 it.
What is the definition of thirst trap?
Thirst trap sounds like a scary cave where drunk bitches go and get taken by creepy men.
Pushed my ass out, tits out, took a picture, uploaded it on Instagram. That's a trap right there.
Our definition is a statement or picture used to attract attention or thirst, commonly seen on Instagram or Twitter.
Oh, so like the booty pictures?
Can you use it in a sentence?
He broke up with me because he said I posted too many thirst traps.
Are you thirsty? Because I can quench that thirst with this little thirst trap. Thirst trap.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green. Another week, what up?
What's good, yo? I want to give shouts to Felipe's Garage. Thank you for having us last week.
You're welcome, sir. No, I'm
sorry. Oh.
Well, you are a member of the crew.
I'll save for the crew.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, no doubt. Anyway, I wanted, first of all, just get that right off the break and whatnot, a couple of podcasts. Longtime family members, yo, family members of the Digest, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully we can become certainly family members of Felipe's Garage. Now, that particular topic, that just got me just bubbling. I can't, when they do that, what's it called? Wears it well?
Oh, wears it best.
Wears it best? Yo. Yeah.
I love when we get into that, yo. I love it.
Yo, that is an awesome topic. So when they convene that, I hope to be a part of that. You know what I mean?
No question.
So, no doubt. Happy recording day, gentlemen.
Happy recording day, sir.
All right. So we're not going to, you know, dilly-dally. And get right in. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the Roots front man, Black Thought, that is. Sat down with on Hot 97 with Fat Man Scoop on a virtual interview. I guess everything's virtual these days. And Black Thought rattled off his top 10 of all time. Now, I'll rattle it off. You guys have to say, do you think it's pedestrian? Was Black Thought scrambling? Or is there some respect due there? And we're talking about Black Thought, who's arguably in everybody's top 5. Or at least he should be. All right, we'll start at number 10, LL Cool J. All right, at number 9, EST of Three Times Dope. All right, at number 8, Schoolie D. It's a lot of Philly in there. All right, number 7, Run of Run DMC. At number 6, the DOC. Number 5, KRS. Number 4, Big Daddy Kane. Number 3, Kool G Rap. Number 2, Chuck D. And number 1, the God MC himself, Rakim. So, it seems like a pretty pedestrian list. There's a couple of surprises in there. Kurt G, Swervin, what you think?
I like his list. I ain't even on the front. I like his list. I liked how you put it together. Especially with EST in it. I always thought EST was nice. I really did.
I'm telling you. So, yeah, that's a Philly connection between EST and Schoolie D. There, you know, that's, you got to be old school. What's up with that? I thought that was interesting, to be honest with you, was Run.
That's what I was gonna say. I don't know. I was 90% in the joint, but I would have had Run way down the list somewhere else though, compared to, you know, but it's his list.
But how he put his list together, it wasn't like he was bringing up anybody that was new. He put older people in there, and I thought, yeah. Run, he put it, I think his list was put together by the niggas that made him feel a certain way when he heard them, the first time he heard them.
Well, right. Mm-hmm. It seems like those people, they were his template. If you really, right. Yeah, they were his template.
Mm-hmm. The first time I heard Run DMC, I was like, shit, this nigga is fucking crazy. I mean, compared to now, you'd be like, oh, that nigga is, yeah.
You know,
you ever seen that Mary video?
Back then, he was like, damn, Run DMC? That's crazy.
Well, I was always a DMC cat myself. If you know what I'm saying, I remember about, you know, we would talk about the two, and I was just DMC. I was always a DMC guy. But, you know, nonetheless, that's your boy Black Thought. on his top 10. It's always interesting to hear modern guys give a top 10 and resist to stay away from trying to cram some two-minute young boy in there.
Yeah, I'll give him that, definitely.
Yeah, so, I mean, you get so many guys. Or then the rhetorical question, well, who you listening to today? And
he could say the same 10.
Yeah, with the inclusion of the guys he had on there, and now thinking about it, Schoolie D's not bad. I mean, you listen to his rhyme style, you'd be like, okay, it's got an ABC type of rhyme style. But if you listen to a nigga like Too Short, bit that nigga's whole fucking style.
Mm-hmm. Don't ask Ice-T about it. He'll admit it.
Well, can I nitpick, though?
By all means.
Can I nitpick? Okay, my nitpick that just occurred to me, like, would you, either of you brothers and any listeners, would you put Run ahead of LL?
No.
Okay. No. I mean, I, again, I'm not mad per se that list. I'm cool with it, but I probably wouldn't have. I'd probably put switch LL and Run.
I don't think, actually, I think he rattled off the 10, but I don't think it was in, like, order. I think LL actually is probably the first person he thought of, and then he's running through the list. But I don't know. I didn't hear the interview. This is just taken from what I read. So,
and what was the interview on?
It was some kind of Hot 97 with Fat Man Scoop.
Oh, so that wasn't like a Milk and Cookies. That was a question he threw out there. He probably didn't pressure him on it, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't have to listen.
Yeah, I don't think you would have to give Black Thought Milk and Cookies, because he MCs at a high level. You know what I'm saying? He represents at a high level. You know, I mean, he won't diss the young boys because of his day job. But obviously, if you're looking at his list, and as respected as he is, he lets you know all he need to know. Because a lot of guys will try to cram one or two. Like, how many veteran guys will include a top 10 and throw Drake in that bitch?
Oh-wee.
And we be looking at that motherfucker like, nigga, are you fucking delusional or what? Oh, I know what it is. It's time for you to dip your cookie in the milk and shit. You know what I mean? Softball it. So...
yeah, I guess.
Indeed. All right.
I guess it's time to dip your cookie in the milk.
Milk and cookies. You know what I'm saying? So, all right. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is Swizz Beatz Hip Hop Foundation Fund Initiative. Your boy Swizz Beatz wants to raise $1 million for each of the icons who started hip hop. He said from Kool Herc on down. He said that the fact that we're not paying taxes on who started hip hop shows we really don't fucking love hip hop. He continued, we need to be paying hip hop taxes, talking about we paying the government. Fuck the government. We need to be paying the taxes to the creators of hip hop. He better hurry up. Okay, we losing a lot of the creators. Now, I remember when Questlove wanted to do this several years ago. Okay, and went directly to Hove and Combs and got rebuffed. Okay, the only veteran I heard come out for that during the copy was LL Cool J, said that he's down with it. Again, like I said, they better hurry up. Okay, at this particular time when Questlove wanted to do it, Kool Herc was going through some health problems. And you know, everybody was thinking, damn, man, we ought to do something. And then you had that conversation about, nah, I ain't taking care of no grown ass niggas, that type of shit. You know, I mean, damn, G, what the fuck, yo? Shout to Swizz, but come on, B. It is hard. No young boys don't have any connection. They think that this shit was just, you know, a buffet at their feet, you know what I mean? And they gonna eat off the trough and shit, you know what I mean? So they don't give a fuck.
A lot of these niggas, it's just a job to them niggas. It's just a means to an end. And that's the only thing, the reason they're doing it is for the check. They could give a fuck about hip-hop. Hip-hop means absolutely nothing to these niggas. If it was no fucking guap in this shit, they would not be doing it. They'd be on the block, still selling The Rock, or whatever the fuck. they would not be doing any of this. So they don't give a fuck about hip hop. And I'm not mad at them niggas for that. So I wouldn't even approach them on trying to give any money to the old head cast that started this shit, because they don't respect it to begin with. So they wouldn't even think about giving no fucking money. And I wouldn't even disrespect myself by even thinking about asking them niggas. But niggas that know, like a Coombs, like a Hov, like a Will Smith, like a Dr. Dre, yeah, I'm approaching you niggas and saying, hey, you know, I'm not asking you niggas to give $1 million, but goddamn, 25 grand each ain't gonna hurt your fucking pocket.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to understand when niggas, I mean, look, those niggas, those particular niggas, you know, if you just set up, I'm talking about, he talking about from Herc on down, and like I said, we have lost some people who certainly deserved a lot of that money, but if you can identify 5 to maybe even 10 true school pioneers who, you know, that shit, 100K from each one of them niggas, that ain't shit.
Oh, no, they spend that money they spend in that, right, clothes every year.
Exactly. Man, nigga, that's a month in clothes. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers, niggas is buying fucking $10,000 blouses and shit. Nigga, that's a month in clothes for them niggas. You know, Swerve, why is it so hard to get over like that, or to come across, you know, or to award the people who we're losing them? You know, we're losing them. Hip hop is starting to age up a little bit. You know, what's up, Swerve?
Well, I'm gonna put it on. I don't know what I'm on today, but I'm gonna just say this: we cannot blame these young cats for their mentalities, because some of our heroes had that same fucked up mentality, and they wasn't getting hundreds of thousands of dollars to show up at a club for 15 minutes or no shit like that, but they might have been getting 3,000, 5,000, whatever. But when you're young, no matter who you are, you have a whole different fucking mindset that changes once them fucking funds stop coming in like they were. Y'all know how many of our heroes I have talked to now, and just like they more than happy to talk to us, but when we were young, we couldn't have reached them motherfuckers, yo.
No, that's true, and I think as far as that goes, I wouldn't ask any young boys. You know, if I'm Swizz, first of all, I'm not asking any young boys. And I'm not strictly just going to Hov and them niggas, too. There's a lot of motherfuckers who work in the industry. You know what I'm saying?
What about the fucking labels?
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of motherfuckers in the industry. His label partners.
Yeah, excuse me. That's why I was only asking for 25K, because I'm like, that's nothing to these niggas, because I'm asking 25K from all of these niggas, not just the big boys. Man, I'm asking from all these niggas that's making guap in the game. Anybody who's making more than $1 million a year in this shit needs to be giving up something.
And the thing about Swizz got a lot of technology partners, okay? Swizz, I don't give a fuck, Instagram, Google. I'm running up on them niggas. Look, I'm doing a whole fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? This is the Google, you know, hip hop, you know, pioneer award. I'm letting Google get shine off of this shit. I don't give a fuck. Long as the money gets in the right hands of this shit, what's $1 million to Google? That ain't shit. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
You got
the
a
Apple.
Problem there, though,
D. Why you got
a problem? Problem there, because see, Google's gonna say, fuck, I look like Charity. Now I gotta give country old school motherfuckers money. I gotta give fucking punk rock money. I gotta give gothic.
Ain't none of them motherfuckers generate the amount of putting guap in your pocket the way that rap is. And even if you want to consider this commercial garbage, but it's still, you know, the fruit from the tree. Fuck that, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nah, B. I'm getting with all these niggas, because you know what? Other corporations do it for other issues. Okay? You got Ford Motor Company, Pony, and all kinds of motherfucking money for different initiatives and shit like that. So I'm talking about niggas Swizz in one. Yo, Will I Am is another one who got a deep roots into some of these huge technology corporations. Them niggas is laying on money and shit. They printing money over at Google and hell, you know what I mean? Them niggas, $1 million ain't shit for them niggas, yo. And I have Google with all them niggas shining, standing next to Cool Herc and them niggas. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
getting
no
all the publicity.
No
That is absolutely nothing. So yeah, big companies.
Yeah. So again, like I said, yeah, it would be nice, you know, if the very, very wealthy artists. And trust me when I tell you, there's a plenty of motherfuckers behind the scenes living stupid good. You know what right. I mean? Stupid good. I mean, what's that nigga who's running a Kendrick Lamar label and shit? Anyway, I just read that that motherfucker just bought an $11 million home. Now, look, I'm sure I'm sure he earned every bit of that money and deserves an $11 million home. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. But that nigga could peel off, you know, $75,000 and shit, $100,000 to donate to some shit like that.
Well, before we get on him too much, because, you know, I'm out here. Yo, that kid is buying a lot of people out here food and shit. So
I'm not saying that I ain't saying he a bad guy. I'm just saying that these guys
paying rent.
They got money. I'm not saying he a bad guy. This is not about him.
It's not about him. It's about hip hop.
Exactly.
About the art that you're eating off of. The majority of your guap that you're making and that you made has been off of hip hop. Off the back of niggas like Kendrick Lamar who eat off of hip hop.
Right.
We're saying give back to the resource that you're getting your money from.
That's all. I'm not bringing him up like it is him personally, you know. That's not what I was doing. That's not what I'm trying to do.
Well, what it sounds like is y'all niggas is talking up a fucking hip hop union again. You know, we had that discussion before.
Not a union. The initiative specifically to the people who started the culture, and this is something that's not going to go on forever. Like I said, if you identify 10, I mean, you identify 5 to maybe a dozen guys, that's it. Okay.
Right, so this is a message to the corporate, since he's fucking with the NFL, right? So the NFL is doing something like that, aren't they? Wasn't that in discussion to hook up the old school players and shit?
Nigga, that matter of fact, that has been in discussion forever, because the old school players before 1992, okay, all felt like we getting fucked. Okay, the league is generating dumb money, and trust me when I tell you, and they still gotta twist niggas' arms behind their back to take care of the players pre 92. Okay, because a lot of cats is mad destitute. You played after 92, you played 4 years in the league. Man, nigga, even if you fuck your money up, nigga, you got a nice pension. Okay?
Hove and the Mogul and Timberland, all y'all paid dudes need to be considering this.
Well, again,
because you're going to be out the game at some point.
Well, those niggas is good. I'm just saying, again, we're not talking about... And see, when you say something like that, I think that it came across as that every old school nigga going to want money. And shit, again, you identify maybe a dozen cats who were critical at the inception of this, and
who,
you know, you try
that?
To
who's charged with picking those, or are you talking about Combs picks 12, Carter picks 12?
No,
or just
I'm talking to me, you know what I mean? I'm talking about what's on the record. He said from Kool Herc down, so let's say you go, you know, Coca La Rock, Herc. You know, those type of guys. Some of these guys ain't even with us anymore. You know what I'm saying? Bambada type shit. I'm talking about that type of shit, you know? And then, of course, as time
you know
goes
how on. It gets, though.
B, I know how it. Right. No doubt.
That would be a hard sell to me. To me, that's a hard sell. I mean, it's an easy sell, but it's also a hard sell. Because it's easy to say, just give these niggas some money. But like I said, it's a whole lot of old school cats that's been in the game that are either no longer with us or they're struggling right now. To me, I'm thinking the easier sell would be to put this money in a coffer somewhere and have it as a big ass fund to help people like a Kool Herc when he gets sick. His medical bills covered. Nigga, you ain't got to worry about that. We got you.
Yeah, but then, see, to me, I look at that, and then that leaves these other rich niggas. Nah, fuck that. You mean to tell me I got to pay a motherfucker because he put out 3 records, and they might have been a popular record, and now he's struggling? I got to deal with that nigga? Fuck that. I'm just saying.
That's the same thing with, like you said, with the NFL. A nigga that played back when, like, he wasn't a star player. Fuck that nigga.
Yeah, but that nigga, but That's true. I take your point. I take your point. I guess I'm only saying that again. If you only identify the people on record here, the identifiable history, then you don't have to worry about a cat who made a 12-inch in, you know what I'm saying, in the mid-90s, and it might have been a hit record or whatever. No disrespect. You know what I mean? That stops a cat, you know, just coming up out of nowhere. Tracy Lee and shit. He's a big cat. You know what I mean? That was a big record and shit. But that would stop him from busting up out of nowhere talking about, you know, and this, that was no diss to Tracy Lee. I'm just using him as an example. Right. You know? So.
Yeah, but I'm saying, to me, I'm talking about a fun. As a true type of fun. Nigga, you gotta be really destitute or really fucked up in the game to even actually be able to get money.
So
nigga,
who qualifies for that?
We're not just taking care of anybody just to be taken care of.
Right, but then who qualifies for that?
The same way a nigga qualifies for food stamps, nigga. You're gonna have to show me the proof that you're fucked up in the game.
Yeah, but B, I don't know about that, B. I'd tailor it to the cats at the founding of the culture. Identify those guys. There's plenty of people out here who can do that work. Again, Rocky Buchano, you know, Curtis Blow, maybe Russell, all of guys, they can identify the 12 guys, and that's just an arbitrary number, who deserves, like, this initiative prize. You take care of them, boom, that's it. That's it. You know, it's not, you know, every year we got to worry about this, that, and the third, nigga. You know? And it will be up to each generation if they wanted to do that. For guys in their generation that they thought, you know, fell on hard times but were instrumental. Okay? Swizzy talking about the originators. That's it.
And I'm with that. I'm with that, but I'm seeing that as a hard sell because, like I said, you're just trying to give money to just a couple motherfuckers. Well, I'm thinking if you build up a fund, it'd be a lot easier.
I disagree. I think that fund shit's a harder sell. But that's just me. Because again, these guys will, once they feel like they took care of the legends, then they're done. Then you don't have to keep fucking with them. So, but anyway. Let's keep it rocking. Next stop, we're going to Hip Hop Digest, and this will be the last for a good while. Social media headline of the week. I'm not going to keep doing that shit. You know. Shout to E Color and shit. All right, Omarion's baby mother, April Jones, drops Jaws with lingerie. Thirst trap.
Did that nigga just say lingerie?
to those that don't know, that nigga was saying lingerie. Ooh, is that similar to dancery?
That nigga just made up a whole new motherfucking word. He said lingerie.
He said it the way it looks.
and said that shit with confidence, too. Like, motherfucker, that's how you say it, nigga. Lingerie, bitch.
Only lingerie, nigga. Lingerie thirst trap.
Oh, my God.
That is your social media headline of the week.
Yeah, we gonna get that one right where you left it.
Exactly.
Shit.
We're gonna put that lingerie back in the closet.
B, I gotta ask, the true definition of thirst trap. I mean, what's good, yo?
You don't know for real?
Come on, y'all. Come on, B. This is my Waka Flocka moment.
Mad easy, yo. Mad easy.
Okay, no doubt.
Thirst trap is usually women that dress very scantily and then post that shit for likes and comments. And boosting themselves. That's what that shit is.
Oh, okay. So,
It's the Kardashian train.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I get that. But I thought, now, I'm just saying, now, is that that's a new definition of the word trap? Because I'm thinking trap is a drug dealing endeavor.
No. Thirst, that's a different thing. That's different.
Okay, I'm saying, so trap.
See what the next woman's man into getting in them DMs, shit like that.
So trap has evolved. It has a couple definitions now.
Well, it's the whole thing. It's not just trap. It is thirst trap. It's the whole thing.
Okay.
So it's not like anybody bees in the trap type shit.
Okay.
It's specifically posting or presenting shit for the wolves to come get you.
Indeed. No doubt. All right. Billy Goat Gruff. That's what's good. All right. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is Let the Veterans In. As of, I believe it was today, Styles P new record drop. He delivers the record. It's called Styles David, Ghost Your Enthusiasm. It is the 13th record from Styles P. That is amazing. That's his 13th album. I gave it the, you know, 1 minute per track as much as I could during the work week. I mean, during the work day. Sounds pretty good. I can't say positive or negative other than just to announce that on Let the Veterans In, because, you know, anytime Lox, Styles, P, Jada, they're like, you know, I love those guys, you know what I mean? And I'm always infinitely interested whenever they drop something. The only thing I could just say, and you can't say anything after listening to it one time, like a minute per track, but just as most veterans do, probably a little long, checks in. If guys start breaking it down to like, you know, 10, 9 tracks, you probably could get more quality, you know, but whatnot, but checks in at a little long. But other than that, you know, shout to Styles P. We wanted to get him in. I'll Let the Veterans In. Kerr G, did you get a chance? Anybody? It just dropped today, so I wouldn't be surprised. Okay.
Yeah, I did want to do it, but me and wifey went out and grabbed something to eat real quick before we did the show.
Got you.
Yeah, but I got a little something to add in there.
Oh, what's up?
I think the niggas that be listening to that garbage, as you call it, they might take a little offense to this shit, son. You gave Style P the 1 minute. You could be the other niggas that 30-second smell test, B.
Oh, shit.
why Styles P get the minute, B?
Because, you know, I can listen to Styles more. I mean, it is basically founded in hip-hop. I mean, I didn't hear any trap beats, okay? So that's certainly going to have me in it a little longer. You know, the minute I hear a veteran over trap beats, I'm out. So
I think you're giving him the benefit of the doubt because of his career, too. So that might be a benefit.
Indeed, no doubt. So next topic as we go in is this has been out for a little while. I know they posted, but I wanted to wait until I heard it. Conway the Machine, No One Mourns the Wicked. Now, there's a little bit of... there's a little bit of symmetry between the Conway and the Styles P, not in content. Well, certainly maybe in content too, but if you look at the covers, they're both black. They're both, they got the chains or whatever. I mean, Conway got the direct skull on his cover, no doubt about it, and whatever. And then Styles P has a similar symmetry in the covers. That's why I miss records, yo. I miss records. But all that being said, so there's a little symmetry. But anyway, Conway the Machine, No One Mourns the Wicked, checks in at 9 tracks long. And whenever I listen to Conway, I listen to him almost not like hip-hop anymore. Okay.
Wow.
Almost like this nigga's on some Black Sabbath shit. You know what I mean? I get outside of myself when I listen to him, and he is just a fucking problem, yo. The way the album runs, the concepts, that's why I get these guys a lot of credit. Again, once again, sticking to their formula. Okay, not a lot of dick riding when it comes to the Conway the Machine. You know, I don't know. Gee, you got anything on that?
I did listen to that album.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir, I did listen to that album. And yes, sir, Conway is a problem. Yeah, when I hear that nigga rhyme, you know, he's very nice with it. Yeah, I understand that. If you're not into it, that subject matter will wear on you after a while, because them niggas is killing up a whole lot of motherfuckers, talking a whole lot of shit. But yeah, that nigga is a problem. He can rhyme his ass off, and I can listen to him talk that shit.
Well, that thing you said before, that last thing you said, I gotta be honest, yo, I did hear that album. I did listen to it. And I said, it was 6 to 9 months ago, I said, I'm gonna get tired of it. I'm gonna get tired of the same shit. I might have gotten tired of Biggie doing the same shit over and over. You know what I'm saying? I just, and that was, maybe that was one of the things in the time that I was a huge Tupac fan. I enjoyed the diversity of his subject matter. He was all the fuck over the place. Some people might not like that. Some people are like, God damn, nigga, focus. But I'm just saying, even as a rapper that's sold 2,000 pounds of cocaine and everything else, you still got to do something else besides sell cocaine. You got to hug your mama. If you got some kids, you got to do something with them. You got to do something besides sell drugs, yo, and kill people. And that's okay. If it's working for him, I'm not putting it down. I'm just saying, I told you months ago I was going to get tired of it. And I kind of found myself listening and saying, yeah, okay, next track. Okay, next track. And that's not a knock against him because he's very skilled at what he does. But I, the subject matter is kind of, it gets played out to me after a while.
So for me, actually, because I listen to an awful lot of music, different music, my playlist is like literally, I listen, and Kirk G can vouch for this, I listen to a ton of house music. I listen to a ton of old jazz records. By the time I get around to listening to Conway, it's fresh. And that keeps it fresh for me because I'm not listening to it all the time. Now, again, that's just like anything else. So, and I found that music to me tends to last longer. That's why I think it's harder for me to move to one album to the next, to the next, to the next. As fast as records come out by guys and music that I would like and respect, because I listen to so much different music. So I'm enjoying the Conway. And like I said, outside of myself, because I'm like, damn, this nigga on this Black Sabbath shit right now, yo. You know what I mean? Well, and I love, and again, Black Sabbath, and I mean that with the highest compliment, because I listen to an awful lot of classic rock. So,
no doubt. B, you ain't got to explain, B, what I'm, you got the answers, but you ain't got to explain. What I'm saying basically is, because, you know, I listen to a lot of different shit too, but think about it like this. If somebody who enjoys steak was fed, what is that shit? The little round shit with the bacon wrapped around it. Filet mignon. If you got fed filet mignon all the fucking time, you would kind of get tired of that shit, B.
Okay.
Even if you are having some side dishes with some other shit, you're going to want a different entree.
Okay, I got to challenge you a little bit. And it is not to challenge you on whether you think this is the same shit or not. But I'm just saying, so one of our complaints on your lead, and I'm taking your lead about current rap music, and I do have a current rap music star that we're going to talk about next because it flows right into the next topic, about the similarity of how trap sounds the same, okay? And trap is, you know, is aging. It's been here for a minute. It doesn't even at this point have any signs of slowing down. And you would say to yourself, it didn't matter if it was this artist or that artist from this city and that coast. If it's trap, it sound like trap. It sound like Metro Boomin. It sound like whoever the latest young boy is producing that shit. It all got the same tone and vibe, right? But it continues. Now, is that what I'm assuming Conway or anybody else is saying? Look, once we get our niche and we find our way, that's what we're going to do. We're going to ride the horse until you can't ride the horse anymore. So
I'm not begrudging them that. I am not begrudging them that at all. If it works for you, get it. Get
right.
Every fucking penny you can get off of that shit.
And I'm just saying that just, again, to take your lead in the fact that I don't think that the general public today wants the artist to be doing anything different.
You are absolutely right. You are absolutely fucking right about that. Just fucking entertain me. That's all they're saying. They don't give a fuck what they're talking about. They could be talking about that shit like that battle rap shit when the motherfucker was talking about the dude's daughter. They could be talking about any fucking thing. It doesn't matter. They just hear that beat and hear that hook and they're in. So that's a whole different animal, B. That's another show. That's for the people that want to talk about the new Future release. Right? This ain't that.
Right.
I'm just saying.
No, but I mean, I think, look, and again, like I said, I'm taking your lead. And the only reason why you were saying I didn't have to explain, I'm just, me personally, to sort of curb that, because I could have that reaction that you have. But I listen, you know, if I'm listening to a DJ spin top 10 joints, by the time I listen to that and then I listen to a couple, two or three CTIs, I'm ready for Conway. I'm ready. Kurt and G. Then
after you listen to that, Kurt G might say, you might want to peep that new Migos, nigga.
since you mentioned my people, congratulations to Quip for high school.
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
yes,
I seen that.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, Miles will talk.
He didn't have to, but he that. Did. Golf clap.
Golf clapping for that. Yeah. Yes, sir.
So,
and as some people have been clowning, maybe he could step his lyrical game up now.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no doubt, right? So, shit, check
but
it out.
But he don't have to because they listen.
Because I was going to say, yeah, I don't know why he would want to. So, but anyway, let's take Egri's lead and go into the next topic. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is Lil Uzi Vert says his new record will feel like his old music. He's back on his shit. Now, if you take that headline by itself, okay, you would say to yourself, oh, and you yawn on it. I get
if
it.
If I take it literally, yeah, you say that. Niggas back with that bullshit.
Okay, sure, certainly. I mean, I don't know what his old shit sounded like, his new shit, but anyway, look at the first two comments is tells the entire story. The first commenter said, even his fans want new music already. It shows the longevity of his last projects. Dude dropped 30 songs not even 6 months ago. Okay? And then the next person says, him trying something different or just giving off old vibes, Uzi Vert seems to be stuck in 2016 and 2017. Now, I unfortunately spent probably 2 or 3 minutes paging through Vert records on YouTube, and all that shit sound the same. And a nigga having to declare he's back on his shit after dropping 30 songs but 6 months ago. Is this what you're talking about, Swerve? You just talking about the general public is so laissez-faire. Don't change up. Don't do nothing, nigga. Just get out there and do tiddlywinks. That's all I want.
Billy Joel, nigga. Want you just the way you are.
I didn't think that was Billy Joel. I thought that was some other Italian cat and shit.
We can check it out, but oh, I'll okay. bet you $1 million on it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, damn, I put $1 million on it.
Okay, but in any case, so, you know, I'm not a Vert fan. That shit it sounds all the same to me, and I don't listen to it, no doubt. And so, like I said, B, I wasn't trying to be in opposition of you saying that, you know, that Conway and them niggas is on that block, every cut, every album, they on the block, and they will kill people.
And that's okay.
You know,
going on record.
There's a couple of things that we haven't done in a while that we probably gonna have to get back to the Hip Hop Digest percentage. And two, I'm thinking about bringing your boy Conway up on, you know, Count in the Amount.
Oh, just pull up the paddy wagon, B.
Hell yeah, B. That
they nigga all get big.
I'm thinking about bringing
that nigga getting kingpin charges, B.
Where I'm thinking about bringing Conway up on Count the Amount. We haven't done those in a long time, so you know.
I'm telling you, I'm willing to put $1 million on it. That nigga's getting kingpin charges, B. He sells an awful lot of fucking, moves a lot of birds, my nigga.
Oh, my God. So,
cross state lines, my nigga.
So
talking about he even moving them in Canada, B.
No doubt. No doubt. And just for you, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, the album's been out for a little while and shit. Again, shout out to the Jux, Wes Dino, Peter Johansson. I'm sure they're aghast right now with what we're talking about. But I'm going to seriously sit down and in study situation. Maybe I'm going to do a count and amount next week. And I'm going to see if there's some other subject matter that you may have missed. So,
okay, I appreciate right. that. And so, I'll listen.
Indeed, Conway on deck. So watch out for more. You know what I mean? So
let's not quickly move past Uzi Vert.
Oh, okay.
Caught my attention real quick when you was talking about the people that was, I don't know if the article or whoever you said, he sounds so 2016, 17.
Yes.
I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, that's like 3-4 years ago?
Yeah.
I'm like, that's dated? That nigga sounds, that's like old as hell? So no wonder these niggas is mad when we talk about the 90s boom bap. That shit sounds like dinosaur age for real.
Mm.
If they think 3-4 years ago is dated, then that shit fucking is petrified, my nigga.
I mean, it's very difficult, even my young cousins or whatever, because they don't examine music the way we sort of sit down and examine music. I would even ask them, what is the fucking difference between Vert then and now? I mean, that shit sounds the same. And I know I'm through age and different filters, I can't pick up on it. But they, even my young cousins, can't articulate. You know what I'm saying? That's just like, okay, an example. If we had a rapper from the 90s or whatever, and they was doing classic music from the 90s, and they end up on trap, well, we can articulate the difference.
Like Kool G Rap did?
Right, like Kool G Rap did.
That shit, and we called them out?
Hell, all day.
But it was whack, though. It wasn't like it was vintage Kool G Rap. It was whack.
No doubt.
But if it would have been dope, what would we have said?
I would have said it was dope.
Okay. Well, okay. So, I guess I'm looking at this like fucking Will Smith did a verse on somebody's record.
That shit, what was it? Joyner Lucas?
Joyner Lucas,
yeah,
yes.
Joyner Lucas.
So now we can sit down and articulate the difference between maybe Will Smith and his selling records prime and what he was doing on his Joyner Lucas, but we can also articulate some things that are the same. Will's flow sound very confident.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was easy to do that on that record.
No, right, no, well, yes, I'm not saying it was a lot of heavy lifting. And what we find is that veteran guys, even maligned veteran guys, and Will is maligned for a lot of reasons, a lot of different reasons. But even
welcome to Miami.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all getting jiggy with it. You know, we can go on. He's maligned for a lot of different reasons. But all that being said, you know, it's so easy because we know and articulate for even a guy like Will Smith to get on a record, Joyner Lucas, who has this reputation in the business. But God damn it, you think Will's ready to body that nigga. You know what I mean? Just because he can. Because he has that in him. Now, he's not going to display it. You're not going to see it. That's as close as you're going to get. And I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Joyner Lucas, all y'all Joyner Lucas fans, look, Will's a maligned cat. But I tell you what, I put money on Will on a 3-song EP. You know, Joyner Lucas, he'll be sweating a little bit. You know what I mean? He has to put extra deodorant on, he's going to be sweating. Because Will comes from that era.
Just go back and revisit Brand New Funk. Go back and revisit that. What was that? I'm the DJ, he's the rapper. Revisit that album.
Well, but but beyond those records, but Will comes from that era of of competitive MCing.
And Joyner at one Lucas, time, he thought he was one of the best.
Of course. And Joyner Lucas, no, and it's not a disrespect to him. I'm just talking about eras. You know what I'm saying? Right. So that's all. That's all I'm saying. So that's what's up. So yeah, you know what I'm saying, huh? Vert.
Little Uzi Hurst.
Yeah, yo. Peace, God. Do you.
But it also is about this new generation shit too, where niggas, you have to constantly every fucking 2 weeks put some shit out. Or you old as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Niggas are like, what happened to you? What happened to you?
You know, unless you got a lot of money and then you don't really have to do anything. If you have the social media presence to show your money, you know, every couple of weeks, you don't necessarily have to put out records. They just got to see you with money, you know, that too. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, yeah. That all counts.
Right.
You ain't got to just put out a record. As long as somebody sees you out here doing something all the time, then they know, they say, okay, you still active.
There was a time, though, when artists that we loved, that the general public loved, didn't have to put out an album every 6 months or every year, for that matter. I don't think Michael Jackson made an album every year. I don't think Earth, Wind & Fire made an album every year, and so on and so on.
Yeah, it was customary for niggas to put out an album every 2-3 years.
Well, again, it was a long time ago when galaxy far, far away. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is we're going to say rest in peace to Melvin Edmonds, brother of Babyface. He was born in Indianapolis, Indiana. Melvin Edmonds, the founding member of the R&B soulful group After 7, along with his brother Kevin and friend Keith Mitchell, whose self-titled 1988 debut album went platinum, rose to fame during the 90s with the hits Can't Stop, Ready or Not, Ready or Not, and The Heat of the Movement. He was 65 years old. We say rest in heaven to him.
No doubt.
We have one more. Rest in everlasting paradise to popular reggae and dancehall music producer Bobby Digital. Okay. Robert Dixon, born in Kingston, Jamaica, whose popularity and known by his professional name, Bobby Digital, has died. Obviously, he was very young at the age of 59. Okay, the prolific musician was head of the Digital B record label. Nigga, at 59, then he must have been doing that shit as a young boy. Mm-hmm. And I look at my reggae stack. Oh my God, and I pull all, it's mostly Digital B records. You know what I mean? It's just, it's absolutely amazing, yo. Again, unfortunately, he died. He was such a young man. He's basically the guy who brang, or they're crediting him, obviously, with his name, Bobby Digital, but bringing reggae into the computer age. I mean, literally, he was the man who brought Pro Tools to Jamaica, did all of that, and brought reggae into the digital age. Again, we say rest in peace to Bobby Digital. Again, government name Robert Dixon, rest in heaven. He was and is a true pioneer. And I'm going to get out Digital B on this upcoming 12-inch records. You can best believe it.
Bong.
You can best believe
bong,
it.
Bong, huh?
You caught that, Uncle.
Yes, sir. Dibby dibby DJ. You drop some of that toots in my
tongue. Oh, B, your Jamaican accent is much better than mine and shit, yo. That's awesome. No doubt. That's awesome. Next up going to Hip Hop Digest is shout to RZA. He's always thinking. Wu-Tang launches Protect Your Hands hand sanitizer. They launched a Better Tomorrow collection, a line of products benefiting the Ottawa Food Bank in Canada, in the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario, also in Canada. During the coronavirus, they launched hand sanitizer. Obviously, you can get some t-shirts and other things up there, and will also help with homeless shelters throughout the area and throughout Canada. It seems like a Canada initiative. You can order the hand sanitizer, but be worried, the hand sanitizer will cost you $28, but it is for a good cause.
God, what cause damn. Is that for? Their pockets?
B, I just read the causes. It is the homeless mission in Ottawa, the children's hospital, the food bank. I mean, they're giving the money to a lot of things.
We talk about hand sanitizers, man.
Exactly, B.
$28, nigga. You got to throw a t-shirt in with that, son.
Hey, B, I'm just saying, yo. Jeez, shout man. To RZA.
I know they're giving the money away. Damn, you can make that shit $10.
I'm going to give him a golf clap. But I know you guys, you know, are sticker shock right now.
I'm going to golf clap him too, but that price is higher than a motherfucker, my nigga.
Well, let me just say this. I'm not saying nothing about that particular product. But Al here got caught out there, yo. Bought some shit. It smells the fuck like moonshine, nigga. I swear, I done drank some moonshine. This fucking hand sanitizer smells like moonshine, nigga. It's on the case. I'm not even using it anymore.
Well,
it probably is.
I was going to say, now the local breweries in and around Montgomery County are making hand sanitizer, but they are breweries. And so, yeah, you're probably going to have that hard alcohol smell on the hand sanitizer. Yeah. But I'm trying to tell you, boy, if you want to wipe out the germs and probably even a little bit of your skin, you throw that alcohol up on there, son, it's going to wipe it out. So if you're
off that Betty Ford, nigga, pour it off.
So
nigga, off that Everclear.
Damn.
Yeah, exactly. Niggas got to be old enough to understand that Betty Ford was more than a clinic, my nigga. Mm. It's a clinic for a reason.
That's for goddamn sure. Shit. So. So next up on the Hip Hop Digest, because we, you know, during the pandemic, always are running short of topics. I said quickly, I thought about three groups and I tasked my friends on the Digest and my brothers to come up with three groups in, you know, it's all personal that they feel are underrated in hip hop. In hip hop today, we have a bunch of individuals running around here and shit, playing whack-a-mole with these new niggas and shit. Let's go back to a time, long time ago, in a galaxy far away, when rap had groups. And
so you saying the Migos don't exist, my nigga?
I'm saying that it's whack-a-mole with them niggas. Them niggas, okay, check this out. You know what I think about the Migos? They are a group of individuals.
Most are, though.
Be, them niggas. I look, within the next year, all three of them niggas are gonna have solo records. And look, I ain't player hating. You know what I mean? And the first thing they'll bring up, oh, how come y'all niggas ain't mad with Meth and Ghost and them niggas started putting out solo records?
EPMD?
Yeah, well, that was a whole different thing right there and shit. But
yeah, PMD was doing the dirty shit.
Yeah, no doubt.
But
anyway, so I'm going to have your boy E. Color, because he said he did his homework, you know, with authority. Go on to
I want to embarrass you.
Oh, shit.
You might embarrass me because I just got this list together. Mine is crazy underground, though. Oh. But I got this list together when I got off work.
That shows the duplexity of the Hip Hop Digest. So we got E. Color going on his, what he feels is the most underground groups in his experience. Go in.
Okay, so when you said that, I was like, okay, underground, they might not have particularly been underground, but they are absolutely forgot about.
He said underrated.
Underrated. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, that's what I thought. It's just
switching up. Underrated. Right, no, underground, underrated. No doubt, no doubt.
I was about to be a drunk man double dutching.
Nah, go ahead.
You about to fall on your face.
Yeah, I was about to be all this work for nothing. All right. Underrated to me, these three groups, yo, and I'm gonna give you a little bit of background on it. First up, and it's not an order, I'm saying first, Poor Righteous Teachers.
That's a good one.
Okay, so they was like four albums deep. They had at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at least 5 knockers that I was able to pull off right off the break, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when we talk about groups and shit, we don't never talk about Poor Righteous Teachers. Mm. And they was doing it, yo. They was doing it, like, for real. You know what I'm saying? They was in the mix.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So some of the, like I said, 4 albums. I didn't name the albums, but some of their hits, Rock This Funky Joint, Holy Intellect, Easy Star, Word From The Wise, and Butt Naked Booty Bless. Mm. All right, those are the ones that came to mind.
Right.
All right. All right. Same kind of vein. I know these dudes were a major thing, but again, when we talk about groups, like, who the fuck mentions these guys? But the Jungle Brothers.
Whoa.
And they had 9 albums deep, including one to be released this year, if it's not already out. So, again, we know that they had incredible hits. Jim Browski, Because I Got It Like That, and we can question our house you all you want to. Black is black, and then a cut that I know King Killer's gonna smile to, that shit called Brain. Remember that?
Oh yeah, I remember that joint. Yeah. That's the one with the roots, right?
He shit inside my brain.
Yes.
So the Jungle Brothers, and not only that, but all that they were responsible for.
Let me tell you something. I want to comment on the Jungle Brothers joint. Done by the Forces of Nature is a fucking slept on masterpiece, my nigga. Yes, Jungle Brothers.
Not after this. All right. And then this one might be questionable for you, but I don't care because this is my opinion. Tough Crew.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Philly.
You must have got him.
Yeah, he got me.
Motherfucking.
Got you.
Yeah, he got me.
Seven albums deep. Classic hits, My Part of Town, What You Don't Know, Jimmy Crack Corn, Robin Hoods, and of course, She Rides the Pony. So, but again, I don't know, maybe if they were, I don't want to use the word local, but they were just pretty much a Philadelphia, up Northeast Coast kind of thing, but they had mad hits. DJ's cutting, the rhymes were good, so, you know, but they are lost in history, so definitely underrated to me. Wow. Those are my three. Poor Righteous Teachers, Jungle Brothers, and Tough Crew. And Tough Crew had seven albums, by the way.
All right, so let me go in with mine with one caveat. There's a repeat. There's a repeat. At number three, the Bush Babies. Those niggas... Let me tell you something. The Bush Babies. The first album, 1994, Ambushed, and 1996, Gravity. They were both great albums. And a group that, again, is certainly underrated because they put out two great albums in a row after that. They were gone, but that's... And number three is the Bush Babies, for obvious reasons, yo. They are two great albums back to back. And number two, like Igri said, Tough Crew. For my money, 1988's Danger Zone and 1989's Back the Wreck Shop. If you look at 88 and 89, I will put those records up against any fucking release from those years, and I don't give a fuck if it's Public Enemy. I don't give a fuck if it's Eric B and Rakim. I don't give a fuck. I will put those two Tough Crew records, Danger Zone and Back the Wreck Shop, up against any fucking body's record. That's how good a quality of MCing. The beats are fucking headbanging, cutting and scratching, everything, yo. So, no doubt, man, Igri, you know what I'm saying? I should have known. That's that Philly shit. No doubt.
Yes, sir.
And number one on my underrated list, and a lot of people are going to say they're not underrated for obvious reasons, but I think that they are. Fuck it. It's my opinion anyway. And shit, Far Side. Far Side. Yeah. Because I'm going to tell you something. The Bizarre Ride 2... 1992 in Lab Cabin, California in 1995, the reason why I think that they're underrated is because the Bizarre Ride 2 is as genius as a fucking album. That's, for me, the shit that is still in the whip right now. I listened to that record and have not stopped listening to that record since 1992. It is probably one of the most genius works that nobody's ever heard. You know what I'm saying? Far Side, The Bizarre Ride 2. Again, let me reiterate it. Number three, The Bush Babies. Number two, Tough Crew, representing Philadelphia. And number one, The Far Side.
Good list, sir.
All right.
Kurt G?
Yeah, that's a very good list. And I didn't do any fucking homework. I just went by groups that I like that niggas didn't really... I thought should have got more shine. But... I got Binary Star.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck.
Them niggas, they put out some joints, my
Oh,
G.
Nigga. Yeah. Yo, it was funny. Yeah. I was just looking at Binary Star joints. Yeah, fuck.
Binary Star put some joints out that I was like, yo, I'm fucking with that.
Okay.
And then I can't believe, I thought you was going to get me, B. Screwball, nigga.
Oh, oh wow. Fuck, yes.
Yeah.
I thought you was going to get me. Because as much as we love the fucking Screwball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Screwball got some joints.
Yes. No doubt.
Underrated.
And niggas is going to hit me with this one, probably going to say they ain't underrated, but Helter Skelter. I know one of the members went on to be crazy out of Helter Skelter, but the group really, I don't think they got a lot of shine.
You know what? Because Duck Down was so crazy at that point, it was almost like you, when you went into stores, you just bought anything that was on Duck Down, you know, Helter Skelter, you know, the original Gun Clappers, I mean, just, you know, Black Moon, I mean, just, you know, Smith and Wesson, I mean, I just, shit, it was just Duck Down and shit. So they, I think you're right, underrated in the fact that they got lost in a crazy ass label, you know, Duck Down.
Right.
So, yeah, I'll give you that.
And Sean P just went on to become a fucking monster.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Rest in peace.
Oh my goodness. Yes. So, yep. No doubt. So there you go. I hope the Hip Hop Dodgers text chain will chime in with their underrated groups. That's what's up, man. We got to rely on lists these days to run the show almost. So.
Oh Lord.
Oh, indeed.
So, as much as you hate those lists.
Hey, no doubt.
Yeah, we all are starting to.
So,
but I want to give Kurt, you owe me on this. I'm trying to give Kurt a little room before we get to the world famous, because I just came across something and saw that Patrick Ewing is in the hospital with that coronavirus.
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
Yeah, yo.
Oh no.
Prayers to that brother, man. Yeah. That legend.
Yeah. No doubt, yo.
Jeez.
No doubt. Word to the wise, yo. I'm just saying, yo. I know the, you know, country's starting to loosen restrictions and do all of they thing, yo. Word to the wise, yo. The I think the road less traveled is a good advice. That's all I'm going to say about that.
You don't even want to talk to me about that shit.
My man.
I think that's the motherfucking trap. For real. That's the real trap, my nigga. Nigga is dying for that shit. Is hitting us hard as fuck.
Hey man,
they releasing restrictions and niggas out here wilding the fuck out, and we the main motherfuckers getting hit by this shit. Y'all niggas is setting yourself up
again. I repeat, the road less traveled. So let's get into it. Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
All right, this week we got Chachi and Jay DePina, The Human Factor. That's Chachi and Jay DePina, The Human Factor EP. And then we got Helikinetic featuring Dr. Oop, A Reimagining. That's Helikinetic featuring Dr. Oop, A Reimagining. And then the instrumental joint is Bug Seed Couch Lock Beats. That's Bug Seed Couch Lock Beats.
So, actually, there was one thing. I think it was Chris Lehman who talked about seeing the Beastie Boy documentary. Do you think that we can get a chance to watch that this week and do something about that next week?
Oh, what is that? I'm sorry.
The Beastie Boy documentary.
I already watched it.
Okay, cool. I didn't see it
yet. And my thoughts are on hold.
Okay, cool. Kurt G.
Yeah, I didn't watch it either. Is that on Netflix?
I got you. I got you. Don't worry about it.
I saw it on. Oh,
I got you.
You got it.
I got you. So, yes, we're going to tackle that next week. Then, okay, cool. Right. That's what's up. All right, yo. So, you gentlemen, you know how we do. Peace, God.
Peace.
One.
Turn the mic down a little. Yo. Yeah. Giving it all that I got.
in my nights. I suppose heaven knows I'm on some other shit. Sisters that shows call me boom bastard. I feel I'm down blasted. Stand on it, girl, I'm telling you. For truly strong like the goddess in me. She wants my agony and nobody. See, I educate you through the teacher in me. There ain't no reefer in me. Let's wake up more, make the end of nigga. I touch the mic and universally greet. God and earth with peace. And you know how I'm like that. Do this for black stranded in projects. Catch your welfare check. We got to do what we got to. My people slip for the slang I spit. Shot your brain, I trip. Rip this plastic. I got to stay refined. Body and mind. Poor righteous teachers. Word is life. Stay refined. Body and mind. Poor righteous teachers. Word is life. Strictly Zion root, ginseng and juice. Chew sticks, I chew. We watch lectures by Shake and to D.I. Henry Clark nonstop. Dr. Bingus props. Hip hop, punk rock, all blacks, prime life. PRT crew drops. Life in your head top. 1037, one third mass per hour. I put your planet in continuous revolution. Penetrate traumas from a lake. Create rain, snow, sleep, hell, and earthquakes. Show place under the surface of the spot that you stand. See, this word is life. Righteous teachers rashish in a triple stage of blackness. I spat the spit fat the chick gave birth to black gods on earth. Cause I be cream of the planet G. You notice me freaking shit like Jodeci. Who the fuck you supposed to be? See, free and wise. Lord, I was mercy if my word ever fell. I accept the death I saw through my words being forced. It's blended. Way of life, knowledge and wisdom complete. Understand the overstander on this Superman beat. But righteous teachers sat back. Saw what it was that y'all lacked. Looked at these. Life.
Close pack neatly, strapped with the baby bam beat. See, pulling early, do the sound check. I wanna get on, but the crowd ain't around yet. I scream out jungle, so you know that I'm here. Give a shout out to Smokey the Bear. It's almost time, it's almost time,
it's almost time to bring forth my rhyme.
Yeah, any minute now, any second now. Pay attention close, we're gonna show you how.
Come on everybody, let's gather round.
Once again, we're gonna get on down. Give you something to go home and talk about. The odds were against us, but we stayed and fought it out. I heard you was long overdue.
Yeah.
Who's coming through? Y'all know who?
Who?
The Big G! 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 The Big G!
y'all. Blow for blow, y'all. Mike G gonna show you what we know now. Indeed, the seed of peace is here to give you what you need. JB's in the lead. I took a plane cause it was just too far to swing. To bring my jungle thing. Pack my clothes, getting ready for a trip. Playing my moves so my mind won't slip. I wrote some rhymes with a positive message. In case something happened, the crowd might take this. Very bad brother from another land. Known to the world as the motherland. African can do and will achieve. To teach the world in what he believes. Another brother may try to bring me down. But I let him know I don't clown around. If you play around, then you lay around. If you lay around, then you stay around. You see, you can't keep a brother from doing his due. So keep in mind, JB's coming through.
Chill with the new scene.
Go buy the album.
Too tough the deuce, ace, detonator, executioner, leave no prisoner, on the 12, to excel, it's all
come
over,
on,
boy.
Show 'em hell!
And gentlemen, yeah, now let me get a round of applause. Yeah, let me get an amen.
Amen.
No, I mean an amen.
Amen.
Let me get a hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Now bless him.
I said, God, it's in here. She said, no, watch what them say. But listen, 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 listen. When a thong come and sending out a warning,
so he just won't inside.
And if one like your bed, your family end up in the morning,
so he just won't in. Yo, I said we don't skin teeth another dance, nigga. You say you rock, well, we bring that avalanche, nigga. You want tests, well, you best to read your scroll, nigga. You think you good, well, you messing with the pros, nigga. I went from city to city, back y'all to y'all, to tear it up, y'all.
So bless the mic of the God.
We show and prove that it ain't that hard to tear it up, y'all.
So bless the mic of the God.
I went from city to city, back y'all to y'all, to tear it up, y'all.
So bless the mic of the God.
And hey, yo, we show and prove that it ain't that hard to tear it up, y'all.
So bless the mic of the God.
I hold the rilla him and I shake time hit our gene. And that's why I usually roll with Elohim. Yeah. So call me the master of seen and unseen. Here to make honey
while most be tasting cream.
So check me out. I got you open like the Fatiha. Right. While the devil roams the planet sucking blood like Dracula. Walking back and forth to and fro here in America. Me and Lee Major's about to take it back to Africa.
I'll be the endless descendant from Adam and Eve to go against 85% of what y'all believe. Worship Halloween and praise the Lord on Christmas. I guess some religious is here for good business.
I tell you why.
Why?
Cause that's the way God moves.
True.
I came down to earth so I could show and prove. Some say I blaspheme, but that depends on how you take it.
Yeah.
My pad and my pen, the only things I hold sacred.
If it's a war that they won't make it start, if I bring it to your chest, I'ma leave with your heart. Because it ain't that hard to rip your whole style apart. If you don't wanna die, nigga, don't play the part.
So let me start.
So let me start.
Start.
Ahead of everybody else. Most believe in God, but don't believe in self.
See, actual facts lead to factual acts. No need to ask.
Why? Cause God made it like that.
I said, listen when we talk, I was sending out a warning.
So he just won't inside.
And if one like your man, your family end up
in the morning.
So he just warning, yo, I said we don't skin keep the nut to dance, nigga. You say you rock, well, we bring that avalanche, nigga. You want test, well, you best to reach a scroll, nigga. You think you good, well, you messing with the pros, nigga. I went from city to city, back yard to yard to tear it up, y'all.
So bless the mic of the God.
And hey, yo, we showing proof that it ain't that hard to tear it up, y'all.
So bless the mic of the God.
I went from city to city, back yard to yard to tear it up, y'all.
So bless the mic of the God.
And yo, we showing proof that it ain't that hard to tear it up, y'all.
So bless the mic of the God.
Yeah. Is it not written in your scriptures that you are gods on this earth? For you are sons of the Most High. Let y'all know why I'm here.
Benzy, bots while I rock the orthodox style to make you squirm. Yes, I come from Cali.
everybody know I do not have a perm. I stand firm on the mic device when I get nice. Don't roll the dice if you can't pay the price. I got more flavor than 7-Eleven Slurpees. And Magic can't admit he got AIDS. Fuck it, I got herpes.
Yo, it's the one man army on a mission. Yo,
Yo, it's the one man army on a mission. Yeah, specialized in warfares of all kinds. Yeah, it's the one man army, General Subliminal. One man army, General Subliminal. One man army, not a small top thing.
Basically over.
I see.
Basically over.
I seen it.
I see. Basically over.
I seen it.
Control the rap,
done.
I see. The game's over. Feds took your Range Rover, your man snitch, and your girl screaming, I told ya, about those over-the-shoulder boulders that you be having. Niggas smiling your face, behind your back they backstabbing, laughing, talking about all your business. How much you got to score with, to niggas you went to war with, how many guns you got, and where you go to cop, you should've seen it coming down the block. You was getting hot, but you didn't give a fuck. You make a G in a day and spend it up, and the black bins tin it up, pound the weed, twist it up, Henny pouring out your cup, living it up, Daddy Warbucks.
I watch niggas rise, I watch niggas fall down. I seen it all, it went down in my town called Queensbridge, where the fugitives live. It's a rap kids can turn the big wigs. I watch niggas rise, I watch niggas fall down. I seen it all, it went down in my town called Queensbridge, where the fugitives live. It's a rap kids can turn the big wigs.
My niggas rolling dice and flat, bragging to the man with the slice in his head. Now there's a price on his head for pulling out a little bro, flashing his heat. He asked call, ready to brawl, caught him on a blaster. He breathing hard like he got asthma. Choice words spoke, headed for disaster. Last of the grandma I spit, told him fuck you and whoever you get. He's like, whatever kid. 14 days later, whole team made their way to my block. Young bucks with guns tucked and cocked like they running the spot. I'm a loner with a bullet for all of y'all. He saw it on my face, war ready. I'm calling the pace, it's getting more steady. Don't bite what you can't chew. Them little niggas like that ain't you. Don't recognize.
Razor that's corroded, I splash you in it, cause every rhyme is crime committed. I speak it cause I did it before I got on. I dub niggas moms up to they firstborn, to they only child. You pull my car, you'll get a wild one. I'm at the bottom of the struggle, trying to rise, son, a wise one. Step ahead, keep my fan fed, broke bread off this game, and I held my head. You want details? Then let's negotiate. Crack sales, new guns and spots to gain. Clientele, yo, we rock well. We keep our name ringing bells from this white to the street life. We doing this right. See, we sworn to these streets to vibe and draw heat. Fuck a peace sign, a waste of time. Respect my nine.
I watch niggas rise, I watch niggas fall down. I feel it all, it went down.
Yo, come here. Yo, come here, man. Come over here, dude.
Sit your shit over here, man.
No, yo, stand over here. Stand over here.
Yo, get your fuck over here, man.
Place to be, nah, dude. Come over here. This where it's at, dude.
Yo.
Place to be is on my side, dude. Cause you don't wanna be the target when I fly the coop.
Nah, place the big is on my side, dude, cause you don't wanna be the target when I fly the coop.
Buenos dias, you know me as
Rock
L, numero uno, papi chulo, sticking dick to your chick culo. Hard to kill like the white boy hatcher, snatch a MC off the rap map, off the simple fact he's wacko. What's the deal?
What?
I feel you can't step to Sean, wigging out on bitch ass niggas since Decepticons.
Transform.
The plan's on, but I wish maybe J Block remind me. Take my hoodie off, nigga, I can't see behind me. Why these guys choose to defy laws of the most high? Most guys get they shit wrapped in gauze. Place the biggies on my side, motherfucking pride. Lay in the cup with the big rug if your monkey ass wanna survive.
Any set that's hectic gets worse when rocks up in it. So somebody tell the fat lady she's up in five minutes. Shit is almost finished. Right after I take care of witnesses, roaming the premises, not minding they businesses, images up in your melon, telling you to jest. You know if you stay, I give more of y'all chest pains and cigarettes. Bet your bottom dollar, don't move or swallow. You're not promised tomorrow, but I promise you I'll make you holler. Pop your collar, bone stones, the way that I stalk in my zone. You can roam, just don't get caught. Place the biggest on my side, dude, cause you don't wanna be my target when I fly the coop, nigga.
Place the biggest on my side, dude, cause you don't wanna be the target when I fly the coop.
Yo, place the biggest on my side, dude, cause you don't wanna be my target when I fly the coop.
Place the biggest on my side, dude, cause you don't wanna be the target when I fly the coop.
Place the biggest on my side,
yo,
cause you don't wanna be my target.
Son, nigga, Jettis. That nigga bitch ass. Look at
him. Bitch ass nigga, man. Holy shit. Dude got mad sugar in his tank.
Goes for all y'all people. All y'all people. Still got the little kid in him, you know? The sugar side of your shreddy wheat biscuit.
Yo, man. Put an ad in the motherfucking paper.